Like I say, we appreciate that in the service this morning thus far. Just ask you to remember us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way, do that. We feel the Lord laid on our hearts desire. If you want to read with us today, we're going to read some out of the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Very familiar scripture, we know. But this is seemingly what we have, so you just bear with us. Fourth chapter, we're going to start with the first verse, I believe it is. It says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may give, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter. The fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. Now I ask again that you just pray for us for just a few minutes. We might be able to get ourselves out of the way and just get over into the hands of the Lord, that he might have his way throughout this service. Wonderful chapter. Wonderful. Got a lot of good things in it. A lot of things, and no doubt that of Paul that talked about the church being a body, and that of the unity of the body, and that of the unity of the members. And that's what he pretty much talked about. And not only that, put off the old, that was old, and put on the new. Put off and put on. Brethren, and there's some putting off, and there are some putting on. They most certainly are. But the Bible says here, he began in that of the first verse. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. The prisoner of the Lord. I've thought a lot of times that I wouldn't want to be a prisoner. I wouldn't want to be a prisoner. I've thought a lot of times about that. I just wouldn't want to be in prison. Would you? You say, well, preacher, it's according to what kind of prison you're in, or to whom you are a prisoner to. That's what Paul, my friend, was making mention here. He said, I, therefore, am a prisoner of the Lord. Brethren, he didn't mind being a prisoner of the Lord. Glory! It should not be, brethren, a problem to be a prisoner of God today. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Brethren, these people that's in prison, they most certainly are. They are people that are in captivity. Things of this world, my friend, will put you in captivity. It'll lull you to sleep thinking that everything's all right. Yes, it will. It'll deceive you. It'll deceive you. And what'll happen, you'll become a prisoner. A prisoner. Yes, sir. A prisoner. Brethren, we're living in a time and in a day, my friend, that they are changing just about everything.
and they've changed it so much and so easily. Brethren, they've got no restrictions about it. Do you know that? They got you afraid to speak about it. Yes, sir. They got you afraid, my friend, to talk about it. They got you afraid, my friend, that you're going to lose your well-being if you go against them. Brethren, that's the same as being in prison today. Prisoner, what are you a prisoner to? What are you a prisoner of? Huh? What's got you captivated? Brethren, what is on your mind continually today? Brethren, there's too many things, brethren, that's got us in a stronghold. Yes, sir. Stronghold. Got laid hold on. Yes, sir. Got too much of a draw. When you know what Paul said? He said, when I would do good, evil is present. Brethren, it's always been that way. We're in such a situation that we've held by that evil. Yes, we have. We've held by that evil. Preacher, I'm just one person. Thank God. Thank God. I'm just one person. Brethren, your world don't have to be a prisoner of this world. It don't have to be. No, it don't. Glory to God. Woo! Preacher, there's something wrong with you. I got news for you. Are you a good prisoner of the Lord this morning? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God. There's things, my friend, that God will do for His prisoners. Woo! Think about it. Brother, God will never forget you this morning. No, He won't. No, He won't. He won't ever forget you. Huh? He won't ever, never, thank God, no, never forget you this morning. No, He won't. Thank God. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Huh? Woo! Woo! Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Glory this morning! Paul, thank God, thought it was a joy to be a prisoner of the Lord. Huh? A joy. A joy! I can't help it! Glory to God! Ain't God good this this morning. Woo! Think about it. This world, my friend, just wants to entwine you. Yes, sir. It just wants to engulf you. Yes, sir. I've got a home that's so much better. Woo! Woo! Glory! Hadn't you? Preacher, I don't know about you. Brethren, I'm glad I ain't a prisoner of the world. Yes, sir. I'm glad I'm not. I don't mind being a prisoner. Thank God I'm just glad. Thank God I'm not of this world, my friend. Did you know Peter used to be a prisoner of something else? Huh? He used to be a prisoner of the society. Yes, sir. He used to be one of the world. Did he not? Somebody said in their Sunday school this morning that the Lord was preparing him. I believe he was. But I doubt that Paul knowed he is being prepared for where he is headed. You know that? Brethren, he made havoc of the church. Yes, he did. He was doing away with the church. And brethren, he loved it. Yes, he did. He put them in prison. Yes, sir. He put them to death. Yes, sir. Had the letters, brethren, to continue to do the same. And brethren, somewhere on his journey, he got held up just a little bit. They was putting one of them on the chop block, wouldn't they? Yeah. Stephen, you want to read a message, my friend? Go and read what Stephen had told them people. Yes, sir. He preached to them. Yes, sir. He preached, brethren, something that they could relate to. Yes, sir. He most certainly did. Why, preacher, the Bible said at one point they looked upon him and they saw him as a face of an angel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They thought he was a madman anyway. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brethren, I want you to realize that there was a young man standing in that crowd. And brethren, he just didn't happen to be there. Brethren, he has been trained, my friend, if you'll have it. A young man. Yes, sir. Yes, they wanted this young man to be trained. Push him on out there, about like them that Nebuchadnezzar took out of Jerusalem. Yeah, took them off down there, and he took them young men and he set them aside. He's going to feed them the king's meat and the king's drink. Yeah, thank God there's four of them wouldn't have it. Thank God. There's four. They may have took them prisoner of Jeff, but they wasn't a prisoner of Nebuchadnezzar. They might have put them in the wards, but thank God they couldn't hold them. No, sir. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord. I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord. Brethren, Saul was down there, and it come down to the place that Stephen had told them about just who they were. Yes, sir, and about what they was. And they did not like it one bit. They said, we'll stone him. We're going to get rid of this man. Yes, sir. Brethren, they took him off down there, and the Bible says they laid their garments at a young man's feet by the name of Saul. Huh? Yeah. Young man's feet by the name of Saul. Preacher, I'm just coming to church to satisfy somebody. It won't work. It won't work. Can I tell you, brother, God knows exactly how to squeeze a heart today. Yes, he does. He knows how to get a hold of one. Yes, sir. I believe with all my heart, brethren, when they stoned Stephen and that went on, brethren, during the stoning, Bible said Stephen looked straight up to heaven. Huh? Yes, sir. And said, forgive them. Huh? He said, I see. That ain't all, he said. He said, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand. Brother, that really tore him up. You know why Stephen saw that? He saw that because he is a prisoner of the Lord. Yes, sir. A prisoner of the Lord. Brethren, I'm going to tell you something. The prisoner of the Lord sees different than the world. Do you know that? Do you know that? Brethren, these folks out there, that all they want you to hear and all they want you to see is the gloom and the doom and how negative this world is. Do you know that? Yeah. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. Don't you do away with my world. You hear me? Don't you do away with my world. I live in this world too. Huh? I live in this world too. Yes, sir. It ain't all negative. It ain't all empty. Brother, that's full of the joy of God. Get your eyes open this morning. Yeah. 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 Glory. I can't help it. Thank God. Oh, Saul, my friend, and them that stoned Stephen thought they had done something. Thought they had done something. They did. They got rid of a good man. But listen, listen, God wasn't finished. God wasn't finished. Stephen wasn't the only man God had. Was he? I believe with all my heart, my friend, that Saul got under conviction that very day. I believe he left there with condemnation in his heart. Something happened. Woo! Something, thank God, happened. Glory to God! Something needs to happen. It does. It really does. I think a lot of times, my friend, that we like hearing about all the negativity and all that that's going on. I'm just going to be plain with you. I know what the news says. I don't watch it. Not on a regular basis. I don't watch it.
Sometimes I come in, it'll be on the news. Grandson come in there yesterday evening. A lot of the young people's worried, brethren, about what's going on. Russia, Ukraine, all this good stuff. And they'll tell you it's biblical. They'll tell you, that's what news tells you. Huh? Come in there last night and he just all tore up and he said, Papa, he said, they saying this is biblical. I said, you can listen to something else, son. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Glory! Glory! Just because they said so, don't make it so. Yeah. I believe, my friend, in giving the authorities, my friend, some of your time and some of your patience. And I believe you ought to do what they say to a certain point. I get in trouble saying all this, but it don't matter. It don't really matter. I believe if our government said so, just a certain thing, that we'd have about 500,000 people or more that they'd just do it. Huh? They'd just do it because they don't think about nothing. Huh? Have no thinker in them. Huh? Think about it. I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to find yourself in more and a worse prison than what you're in if you don't do something about your state. There ain't but one person get you out of prison, out of the prison you're in. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's willing. He's willing. He's willing to get you out. Yes, He is. He's willing. Prisoner. They took them four men along with a bunch of other young men. And them four men, Daniel spoke up and he said, we're not going to eat the meat, and we're not going to drink the drink. Man is in charge of them said, I can't have that. That's what he told him. He said, I can't have that. He said, I'm in charge of y'all. And said, if y'all don't make it, he said, it's my head. It ain't yours. Huh? Old Daniel talked to him. And he told him a few things there. And he said, you just try us for 10 days. Just try us for 10 days. Now, who was in charge of that prison? Huh? Tell me. Brother Dan's in prison. Daniel said, I ain't going to eat and drink it, my friend. Yeah. You know what he did? He didn't eat it. He didn't drink it either. No, sir. Bible said after 10 days, they're fatter and fairer than all the rest. They're healthier, in other words. I believe they eat it throughout their days, the pulse and the water, bread and water, whatever, very little. Listen, what are you a prisoner to? They some people, my friend, I hate to say it, they some people, my friend, that they make their own prisons. Do you know that? They build their own cells. Yes, they do. When they get it finished, brother, they're the only one that ever dwells in them. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible teaches us, and you read it throughout Daniel, my friend, you'll find that they was the only four out of them young men that was ever mentioned about what happened to them. And they found that these four men had more wisdom than all of them. Did they not? And they wound up and put all four of them in prominent positions. Did they not? Glory to God! Woo! That ain't all. My friend, they tried them too. You know what? They tried them too. Thank God there's just one problem that Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon had with these four young men. And that problem was they was a prisoner of the Lord. Yes, sir. They was a prisoner of the Lord. They depended on God. It did not matter whether God delivered them or not. They depended on Him. Ain't that what the three told them? Whether our God delivers us or not, O King, we not bowing. Huh? Whether He delivers us or not. You say, preacher, I've heard that old story. I got news for you. They something got you captive. They something, my friend, that's got a stronger hold on you than it needs to have. Yes, sir. Ball and chain. Ball and chain. Used to years ago when they put them in the prison, they were prisoners. Do you know that? They was prisoners. They did. They had to make little ones out of big ones all day long. Huh? Yes, sir. They had it rough. You didn't want to wind up in prison. No, sir. You might not make it. Huh? These folks love it today. These folks that love prison life. Preacher, you're crazy. I ain't no such thing. No such thing. I know some men, my friend, that had in charge of the prison. And I talked to them. I already knowed it. But I talked to them. I had an uncle. Brethren, people in my own family. Thank God. Just to be honest with you. They liked prison better than they did home life. Yes, sir. Y'all ain't going to like what I'm telling you, but it's a fact. Get out long enough, my friend, to have a kid, and then they wound up right back in prison. Preacher, you ought not talk like that. If it wasn't a fact, I wouldn't. But it's a fact. Just a fact. Brethren, while they was in prison, they didn't have to worry about them kids. Huh? Kids. You get it? Kids. They was several of them. Yes, sir. Didn't have to worry about who's going to feed them, who's going to take care of them. Yes, sir. Didn't have to worry about all the responsibility that come with having children. Preacher, you ought not preach like that. If it wasn't a fact, I wouldn't, but it's a fact. Yes, sir. Get out, my friend. Next thing you know, they're right back in. Yeah. Get out. Some of them, my friend, sees how quick they can get caught. Huh? How quick they can get caught. Brethren, they lock it in better than they do out, my friend. You hear me? You hear me? They something got you captive. They something, my friend, that you're in prison for. And sometimes you've built your own cell. Preacher, it don't work that way. Go ask what's his name? Haman. Go ask Haman. Haman, brethren, was the king's right-hand man. He was. Yes, sir. Mordecai had been taken captivity down there. And brethren, Mordecai didn't like Haman.
he wouldn't as much as give him a time of day, would he? And it tore Haman up. He just tore him up. Brethren, the first chance they got, brethren, over there, Vashti, the queen, my friend, she messed up. She sure did. She got kicked out and being queen. And Mordecai said, Esther said, you get your duds on, said, we gonna be queen. Glory to God. God got a way of getting the enemy. Time went on. I ain't gonna get into all of it. Brother, one day, one evening, old Mordecai, overheard some men that's gonna overthrow the throne. Gonna overtake the king. And brethren, Mordecai let it be known. Yes, sir. When things were let known, my friend, they wrote them down in a book. Yes, sir. They wrote them down in a book. It's written down in a book. And time went on there. You know how the scripture went. Brethren, after a while, Mordecai told Esther, he said, you go to the king. Yes, sir. She said, he ain't called for me. He said, you go to the king. Huh? And you tell the king what's going on with your people. Is that not right? At this feast, he said, go have a feast. Tell him, my friend, to bring a feast. And at that feast, you let him know, brethren, how your people's being treated. Yes, sir. She is queen. They done that thing, my friend, and the old king got restless and they went in. He sat down, they told him, he said, you bring the book. You bring the book. He got to reading in that book, my friend, and he read down there where Mordecai, brethren, had told about these men that's gonna overthrow that of the king. Yes, sir. About that time, here come Haman. Right hand. Haman, brethren, he was the right hand man. And at this particular time, Haman was having some gallows built down there. And he had them built 15 cubits high. You know who that's for? Mordecai. Oh, Haman going to hang Mordecai. I'm going to hang that bird. Yes, sir. He's a problem to me. Listen, brethren, the king said, who is it? And he said, Haman. He said, come in. He said, Haman. He said, what shall I do for the man that the king most wondrously wants to uplift? In other words, he just wants to uplift him. He wants to do something really good for him. You know what the right hand said? Well, who could he be talking about? Huh? Who could he be talking about? I'm his right hand man. He tells me everything. Brethren, I'm gonna make sure that people know who it is he wants to glorify. Old Haman said, okay. He said, let the king's horses be brought out. Think about it. Yeah, and said, let the king's garments and robe be put upon this person. Yeah. No, Haman, he's just feeling it, you know. What else can we do? He said, you put him on his horse and you parade him down through the streets. And you let one be crying, this is the man that the king most highly wants to respect, glorify, set up. And the king said, Lord, that sounds good. Huh? That sounds good. Here it comes. Haman said, Go down yonder and get Mordecai. Glory to God! Mordecai was the last person on earth he wanted. Haman, you go get Mordecai and see that you do exactly as you have said. Huh? And Haman, you be the one that leads the horse. Cries out that this is the man. Huh? Yes, sir. You know what Haman had done? Haman had to do exactly what he had spoke. Yes, he did. That ain't all, folks. It ain't all. When the king and Esther got together, my friend, the king said, "Who is it? Who is it that's doing away with your people? Who is it?" She said, "It's Haman." Huh? Haman. His right hand. Haman. King said, told him to go get him. He said, "Go out yonder and hang him." Did he not? He built his own gallows, my friend. And they hung him on it. Listen to me. What are you a prisoner of? What are you a prisoner of? I don't know this morning. I really don't. I had no clue which way this was going to go, just to be honest with you. Paul said, "I therefore the prisoner of the Lord." The prisoner of the Lord. And I've thought a lot of times, it don't matter. It ain't bad to be in prison. It ain't bad to be a prisoner. It's just according to who's in charge. Who's in charge of you? Brother, didn't you know that old Joseph, my friend, he got thrown in the dungeon down there, did he not? He got down there in the dungeon. They put him in charge, didn't it? Probably wasn't too bad being in the dungeon, was it? Probably wasn't too bad being in the dungeon. Think about it. There's folks, my friend, that are in prison this morning. And there's folks that needs to get out of prison. Yes, sir. Chains. They don't sing it much. There's a song, my friend, that I don't know it, don't hear it much. They don't play it much. I think ain't a lot of people that likes it. It talks about chains. And it rattles them old chains. And it talks about chains. And it talks about how people get in those chains. Yeah. And evidently people don't like that song too much. Now it wasn't too long after that they come out with a song. Another group, my friend, and speaks about how you get out of chains. How to get out of chains. And that's good. It's good to know that you can get out. Ain't that good? It's good to know. Brethren, if you're stuck in a hard place, it's good to know you can get out of the rut you're in. Amen. Yes, it is. But they'll play that song a good bit because it tells you how to get out of those chains. But I listen sometimes to those chains. The things that bound or bind people. Now I'm going, the scripture will back this up. I can't quote it right at the moment. I could quote some of it. I'd get it all. But it talks about bringing into captivity every thought and imagination. Every thought and imagination. Bringing into captivity. Did you know that in people's minds, my friend, they are set free or they are in prison? In their mind. In their mind. I know what I'm talking about. I really do. These people, my friend, that absolutely operate, my friend, in prison because their mind, my friend, tells them that they're all in prison, captive. Captive. Have you ever read the scripture where the captive are set free? Huh? What did Jesus come to do? He said, He come to set at liberty. Is that not right? To set at liberty them that are in prison. Right? And to set the captive free. Is that not right? To loose the bands. Glory! Brother, they ain't nothing like getting out of prison today. No, they're not. No, they're not. I've worked with men that been in prison. And you know what they told me? Best day they had was when they got out. Huh? Best day they had was when they got out. Did you know you can live a prison-free life? I'm talking about a prisoner of this world. Brethren, you become a prisoner of the Lord, brethren, you'll think you're on vacation. Huh? Yes, you will. Yes, you will. You'll think you done made it. Think about it this morning. It's between you and the Lord. You and the Lord. I don't know what's got you captive. I don't know what's got you bowed down. Brethren, but I can tell you one thing. The Lord can loose you if you'll believe upon Him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come get a verse of a song. How about it? Preacher, that's a little strange this morning. I'm going to tell you something. They've been some of the wealthiest people in this world that lived in prison all their life. Was it Hugh Hefner? Worth I don't know how many multi-million billions, whatever. And he was afraid to get out of a room. Yes, sir. Was afraid to get out of a room. He was afraid he'd get sick. He was afraid some, he wouldn't have made it in COVID, would he? Huh? Think about it. Think about it. You say, preacher, well, you have to think about them things. Well, you can think about them, just don't dwell on them. Just don't become prisoner to it. You can think about a lot of things. Brother, don't let it captivate you. Yes, sir. Do you know that a lot of folks, and I know folks. I've known folks, new folks. I know folks now. Had one talk to me just the other day. There are folks that are a prisoner to their job. Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. They're folks, my friend. Of course, they some coming along that ain't never going to happen. That won't never happen to a lot of these younger ones. But, brethren, I know folks, honest to goodness, they're prisoners to that job. That's all they know. That's all they think. That's all they eat, sleep, and drink. 7 days a week. And they've done it years on end. Yeah. Years on end. And I've worked for a good portion of my life. And I might have to go back to work to get some rest. Yeah. I retired and I thought I was going to be okay, but I've worked myself to death. Somebody's all the time wanting something or needing something or I got to be busy. Think about it. It ain't no easy transition sometimes. But I'll tell you, I can tell you this much. The last day I worked hadn't bothered me a bit. Hadn't bothered me a bit. Has not. I don't know. People said, well, how you feel? I said, I reckon I feel all right.
Well, how do you like in retirement? I reckon I like it all right. I ain't hunting no job. And if I did, it wouldn't be no 5 day a week job. I might work part time, but it'd be part time I won't work. And there ain't many of them won't hire you to do that. But listen, I'm not a prisoner. I'm not a prisoner of this world. No, sir. And I'm not a trying to be funny this morning either. It's amazing what captivates people's mind and time. It's amazing. This is some of that verse. Bringing every thought in captivity under. Bringing it under. Don't let it run you wild. I've heard people, I've talked to people on the other end of the phone that this world is about to drive them crazy. Yes, sir. They don't know what they're going to do. Huh? They don't know what they're going to do. And the next thing that comes out of their mouth, Randy, I know what you're going to say and I don't want you to say it. The Lord can help and take care of it. You know why I say that, Tammy? He can. Thank God he can. He's done it for years. He done it for your family. Yes, sir. I'll guarantee you Buddy Smith and Elder Smith had some hurdles in their life. Yeah, you've had some hurdles. Have you not? All of you getting a little age on you. You've had some hurdles. Well, thank God, who helped you over them? Huh? Or under them? Or through them? It doesn't matter, thank God. You made it. You hear me? You made it. Brethren, I don't know how I made it, thank God, but He made a way. He's made a way. Preacher? I'm not a prisoner. You're a prisoner to something. You most certainly are. You're a prisoner to something. Something's got you captivated. Now, I said something a while ago about we see things differently. You remember the man of God had a servant with him. And the man of God looked out over there and the servant looked out and he said, Master, he said, we don't have enough. He said, look at all them. He said, we don't have enough. You know what the master said? He said, Lord, open his eyes. Lord, open his eyes. When he opened his eyes, he said, Oh, the chariots of God. Brethren, he didn't worry about it then. Oh, open your eyes this morning. I'm going to be quite frank with you. It's not what you see that makes me a king. Amen. You know that? It's not what you see, brethren, that makes me what I am. No, sir. No, sir. I could stand here and tell you naturally and spiritually what things the Lord has done for me in my life. In my life. And you know what? I ain't dead yet. Huh? Glory to God! Give me all you can give me while God's still with me.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Preacher, you talk like this world ain't too bad. It's according to what world you living in. I have to live in this world just like you do. I don't like about 99% of it either. But let me live in that 1%. Huh? What's wrong with the Lord blessing His people right here in this world? It ain't all over yonder, folks. It ain't. I can't help it. It just ain't all over there. I know. You say, preacher, it's got to be better than this. Brethren, make this better than what it is to you. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Yes, sir. And Abraham, I believe, was a friend of God. Just be a friend of God. Just give up. Let Jesus take over. When He does that, my friend, things will change in your life. It'll change in your life just sure as I'm standing here. But you're going to have to give Him. You're going to have to give Him all you got. All you got. Well, preacher, it won't cost them all. Yes, it will. Don't tell no lie. Going to cost them everything they got. You know what? The night that I come, my friend, I was at my wit's end. Yes, sir. I was gone as far as I could go. And I didn't understand the whole concept, my friend, of what was going on. But I understood one thing that night, that I was lost. And in the condition I was in, my friend, I wasn't going to make it. And I needed some help. Huh? And I asked for help. And I got some help. While we stand, sing a verse of some song. How about it?